and always streaming on the Civic Media.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. New York City's congestion pricing system is on life support. The Trump administration says it will halt the tolls to enter Manhattan, making many New Yorkers happy.
Congestion pricing is done. Yes.
More from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy sent a letter to New York Governor Kathy Hochul saying the program was getting pulled.
If you're a middle income or a lower income shopper or worker, you can't access public roads. That's flat out wrong.
He called congestion pricing,
it's a war on the working class Americans who work in that space.
The governor responded, they're fighting
for our residents, our commuters, our emergency personnel. Life has gotten better for those who have asthma, people with illness. That's who we're fighting for.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
CBS News has learned more than 3,500 IRS employees will be fired by the end of this week. Those workers will be notified tomorrow. A judge did not issue a ruling today after hearing arguments on the Justice Department's push to have the corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams dropped. CBS's Scott McFarland says the judge is wondering if the DOJ might take similar actions in other cities.
Would this be the type of thing that could be done in other cases across the country, where you have a high-ranking official with a security clearance and now he or she should be pulled away from a prosecution to help him or her do their jobs back at home? Prosecutors, the Department of Justice said yes, this is something we might do elsewhere.
President Trump has fired the latest shot in his war of words with Ukrainian President Zelensky, calling him a dictator without elections. This after Zelensky reacted to Trump's false claim that Ukraine started the war with Russia.
We are seeing a lot of disinformation that is coming from Russia, he said. Unfortunately, President Trump, with all due respect, is living in this disinformation space.
More from CBS's Nancy Cordes.
President Trump called Zelensky a dictator. He said he was doing a terrible job. He said that he needs to take a deal sooner rather than later, or he won't have a country anymore.
Parts of the South are digging out from several inches of snow. Jeff Fox in Bristol, Tennessee, wishes he could dig out.
Powder shovels, no salt, no sand. I think I've been to like three different grocery stores.
Wind chills will be below zero tonight as far south as Texas. Heather Curley lives near San Angelo.
I pray for
last week we were wearing shorts and we don't know how to dress for this weather.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is slowly improving as he fights off pneumonia. His supporters are flocking to Rome.
I pray for Pope Francis. We came here to Rome to be near him. I hope that he can recover and get better.
Pope said to be alert and in good humor. S&P 500 rose 14 points to a record high today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has warned Ukraine's President Zelensky that he better move fast to negotiate an end to Russia's invasion of Ukraine or risk not having a nation to lead. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
Russian President Putin must be absolutely overjoyed looking at the stream of falsehoods coming from President Trump right now that are putting Ukraine and its president in a very poor light.
The Trump administration is putting the brakes on New York City's congestion pricing program. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says they've sued the president.
I don't care if you love congestion pricing or hate it. This is an attack on our sovereign identity, our independence from Washington.
Termination notices are still going out to thousands of federal workers. Marie Pierce works at Johns Hopkins.
These executive orders against wokeness have resulted in clinical care disruptions. Emerging areas of research are being stunted in their nascency as pre- and postdoctoral grants are being canceled.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry or two tonight. Cold lows of 0 to 5 below. Wind chills in the teens below. A slow clearing as we look into tomorrow and warming up. Highs into the low 20s and mid-20s on Friday. Currently, it's 6.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll be live from downtown Hayward, Wisconsin for the 51st Annual American Birkebeiner. Yes, outside. Join us. It should be fun.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour.
Comes in left wing. What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores!
Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, live from Buck and Honey's in Monona, as we've got a great crowd here tonight as we talk some Badger hockey with Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson. If you've never been to Buck and Honey's in Monona, it's a two-story building. The food is fantastic. The bar service is incredible. There's an outdoor rink here during the winter. Owen Lindmark and Casey O'Brien, the Badgers captains, were out there, both frozen now, but they were out there skating with all the kids and the folks that wanted to hang out with them. And it's a beautiful place to be, right on the channel between Lake Monona and Lake Wabisa. Come on out to Buck and Honey's, whether it's tonight, tomorrow night, this spring, this summer, next fall, whatever you'd like to do. Tom Anderson and his crew do a fantastic job. So thanks to Buck and Honey's for having us out here. We were in Sun Prairie last year, the last time we did a live radio show, the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, and we hope to do this on a more regular basis, if possible. And my thanks to the folks at Badger Sports Properties, Travis Beckham, and everybody who's put this together here tonight. So, looking forward to talking some hockey here for the next 50 minutes or so. And head coach Mike Hastings of the Wisconsin men's hockey team is with us right now. Mike, this is fun, hey?
You know what? It's fantastic. A little slice of Wisconsin. I've been mistaken for Luke. I've been, you know what, and I'm not talking fickle. I'm talking the guy that's coaching at MSU, the old place I was at. And you know what, special place, special people, and excited to be here.
Yeah, Luke Strand, the head coach at Minnesota State, doing a good job in Mankato, isn't he?
You know what, he is. And I think for those of the people here that knew him and know him, that was kind of the expectation. And so, it's great to see good people be successful. He surrounded himself with some people from this area, and they're continuing to have a good year.
Yeah, Luke's a Wisconsin guy, and we'll see the Minnesota State Mavericks here in Madison. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say that officially, but we're going to see them here soon in a home-and-home series over the next couple of years. So my first question to you, and it's a loaded question, how you doing?
You know what? I'm doing fine. I'm getting tired of being asked that, so we need to win a couple of games this weekend to make sure that that could potentially go away. The idea is you know what? Obviously, we haven't had some of the results that we want to have over the last couple of weekends, and as it's gone with this group, we started at the beginning of the year, and we're in a little bit of a rut that we are right now as far as not scoring enough and giving up a little bit too much. I want to give credit to Owen Lindmark and actually the rest of our leadership group at making sure that they continue to get the guys to come to work every day. You're at our practices on a consistent basis. And so as far as I'm concerned, our guys go out and they try and go to work every day. And that's really all you can ask of your players. And at some point, we've got to figure out a way to get in the win column, and we're hoping we're going to do that on Friday. Yeah.
Bucky Badgers here, by the way. Jason King, Associate Athletic Director, letting Bucky in the building here. Doing a great job, Bucky.
Bucky's in the house.
Yeah, I'd interview you, but you don't speak. So we'll just bypass that.
Still looking good.
You know, and to your point, too, and you and I talk every week. We do a radio show every week. We do an online show every week. We do pregame shows before the games Friday and Saturdays. And it's been a familiar theme, unfortunately. But as I've told people, too, of the 32 games your club has played this season, 31 of them, you've either had the lead, been tied, or down a goal in the third period. 31 of 32. You've been in every single game this season. And it's whether it's a play here, a bounce there, a detail here, you're so close to breaking through. And that's kind of the fun part when you think about what's to come. You have two regular season games left, but the playoffs are to come too. And it's a one game after the first round series. Who knows what might happen, right?
Yeah, and you and I have talked about this. At the end of the day, it's we're in a results-based business. Now, process from the coaching side, and Mark's here and other coaches, his staff, at the end of the day, you go through your process and you hope at the end of the day you can look at it and say, okay, that's what we needed to get done, and we found a way to get it done, and then move on. For us, we've had a little bit of that peak and valley. We started in a valley. We got through some peaks. through the end of the first half and the beginning of the second half. And then we've come back and we haven't found a way to get it done at the end of games. Our process has been decent. It's been good at times. And so for us moving forward, when you get to this time of the year, you need to be good today. We've got an opportunity this weekend to hopefully give us some mojo going into the first round of the playoffs. We've got one exhibition game against the U.S. hockey team the week after this weekend. And then it's, you know, you either win or you go home. And a lot of our guys have been through that in the past. We've had some really good weekends. I go back to the Wisconsin versus Michigan in our building. Exciting hockey, good execution. Even though we had some valleys, we had both goaltenders that got pulled.
Right.
You know, we pulled one on Friday and we found a way to win a hockey game, pulled one on Saturday and found a way to get a tie. And the one thing that's been consistent is our leadership group has allowed our guys to stay on path, and we've got to revert back to that and make sure that we do everything that we can to make sure that the results are what they need to be moving forward.
Yeah, and to emphasize that point too, when things aren't going well, it's easy to be fractured, for things to kind of go by the wayside, where all of a sudden you've got this click here, you've got this click here, you're not all together. You haven't seen it, and you know, when I'm there at practice, I haven't seen it either. It's amazing how connected these guys are and pulling for each other and trying to do the best they can with what they have.
Well, they care about each other, and I've been blessed this year and even last year, just not quite as much as this year. I've spent more time crossing the hallway and seeing Mark Johnson on a daily or weekly basis. And he was kind enough this year to make sure and remind me multiple times, you know what, enjoy the journey. We're all blessed to be having the opportunity that we have to be a part of the University of Wisconsin. And you've got to make sure that on a daily basis, you feel blessed in that spot. And our guys continue to work every day. Our job as coaches is trying to continue to make them better and help them get to where they want to get to. And our group has stuck to it. And so in my opinion, I don't think whether it's Michigan State, whether it's Minnesota, whether it's Ohio State, Penn State, anybody in our league, I don't think they're looking forward to playing us in the playoffs. So, you know, from our standpoint, ours is about continuing to drive our dailies, which means our weekends end up going in a better direction this weekend and getting prepared for the opportunity to play at the most important time of the year.
Was there a point in time where you didn't enjoy it? You know what I mean? I mean, where you couldn't just enjoy your spoils, where you were constantly thinking ahead to the next day, the next week, the next series.
Well, actually, I think on the coaching side of things, you'll look at it a little bit differently. You're worried about your players. Can they continue to enjoy it when they're putting in the effort and they're doing what you ask them to do, whether that's on the rink, off the rink, their dailies? The guys have really stuck to that. And I'm a big believer that this game really mirrors the game of life. And what do you do when you get knocked down? So this group's continued to get up. They've continued to fight. I don't expect anything different than what's going to happen this weekend. I think they look at this opportunity to honor some people, honor our seniors, honor a guy like Owen Lindmark, who is here tonight doing what Owen Lindmark does. He represents his family in a specific way that they're very proud. He represents the University of Wisconsin in a way that we're very proud that he's a part of us. And we're going to use that for this weekend because those guys have limited opportunities to be at the Kohl Center, which is a very special place to be. So we're going to honor them through our play this weekend and make sure that we're in as best of a position that we can be mindset-wise when we get to playoffs. Yeah.
Keep going as long as you can with them, whether it's Anthony Kerr. I know Daniel Lotch has done for the season with an injury, but Cody Laskowski and Rylan Mosley and Tommy Scarfoni, all those young men that you want to continue to play as long as possible.
Yeah, and that's a little big piece of this. The longer, you know, if we're successful, the longer they get to be together. And if you've listened to our players from day one up until this moment, the one thing that they continue to talk about is the care that they have for each other. And we as coaches look at that and say, okay, let's make sure that we do everything we can to stay together as long as we possibly can and take advantage of that opportunity. And I think our guys are excited about it.
All right. Mike Hastings is with us. Mark Johnson will be with us shortly here. It's the Wisconsin Hockey Hour live from Buck and Honey's in Monona. Back in a few moments, this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
It's Truck Month with the Ford crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They are all Ford trucks.
And?
And they're built Ford tough.
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry Report total sales.
We're at Buck and Honey's in Monona, the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Mark Johnson, the Wisconsin women's hockey coach, will join us in just a bit. Mike Hastings is with us right now. The Badgers wrap up the regular season this weekend at the Kohl Center against Notre Dame. The Fighting Irish come to town Friday and Saturday night. Both games start at 7:30, pregame at 7 o'clock on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. You know, Mike, I know the puck hasn't been going into the back of the net here recently, and at times that's a struggle, obviously. I remember Bo Ryan once saying, and you and I have talked about this before, you can't yell for shots to go in, right?
No, it is. And again, as a coach, you're never happy with whatever you're doing based upon there's always room for improvement. And for us, you know, the idea of winning the shot total hasn't worked for us, right? So what do we have to do? We've got to find a way to make sure that our shots are a bit more productive. And you've been around the game long enough, we got to play on the inside a little bit more. Our power play has to be a bit more productive. And then we need to mix in a save. The difference at this time of this year is so minute, right? It's usually a goal here and a goal there. And from our standpoint, I just think us playing on the inside and having our usual suspects continue, the Finley, the Mosley, the Morrissey line, we need them to be effective. I think Fitzgerald's starting to find his footing.
Yep.
We need a couple of others that way. I think Laskowski probably won't play this weekend, but will be available after that. And then just, you know what, mix in a save here and there. And so for us, I think the difference between winning and losing because of where we're at is small. and for us to hopefully take advantage of the people that are going to be in the building
right.
on Friday, being at home, our seniors having their last opportunity, for us to honor not just them, the people that are in the building, for us to take advantage of the last opportunity to play at the Kohl Center is something that all of us are excited about.
Yeah. You know, for 11 years, you were at Minnesota State, and they packed that barn. I mean, that I've been there many a times. Actually, even back when they were Division III and Division II, and it, when they played at the All Seasons Arena, and they were still crazy fans there. Here, though, you've got 10, 11, 12, 13,000 fans per game. You're second nationally in attendance. They mean so much. I mean, that's the program right there. You can see it in the stands every time you walk out on the ice at the Kohl Center.
Paul, it goes all the way back to my first experiences of witnessing what it is to be a Badger from afar. I don't know of any other program in the country then, now, that had the ability to sell a Friday season ticket and a Saturday season
right,
ticket.
Right. It's not together.
Right. And so that started it. And we've got a lot of people that laid those bricks that we owe an honor to. And now we're in a position where I know we haven't had the season that the people in here, or the people in the community, or the Badger Nation want to have, but what I will say is the loyalty and the consistency of them continuing to show up. I just remember, and again, I don't want to get too historical, but it's, you know, it's the night against Michigan, and we're up by a goal, and we're pinning it on the back wall, and that crowd just became a seventh man for us. And so we need to continue to look at what we're doing, take advantage of the opportunity that we have, because what I've talked to our marketing group, it sounds like there's going to be a really good crowd on Friday and Saturday at the Kohl Center, and we've got to go out and do our job and get them excited about being there. But I do want to put out there before we get to our last series, just the amount of appreciation that we have as a program, our team has, for the Crease Creatures, for the people that continue to show up. And hopefully we're going to be able to go out and do what we need to do to make sure that we're honoring them on the weekend, same way that we are with our seniors.
The student section's been ridiculous. They are a blast.
You know what? And it's the connection between our players and them.
Yes.
That's unique. And again, I know now this is my second year, but to be able to see that, to be able to see when those students come out at the beginning of the year to try and get their season tickets, it's special. It's unique. I know there's a lot of different programs around the country that like to pump their own tires, but all I can say is come and see what it is at the Kohl Center here this Friday and Saturday.
Pretty good recruiting tool, isn't it?
It is. And you know what? Our guys talk about it all the time. As I was sitting here earlier, it was Quinn Finley calling me, and it's about a guy that, you know, he's got a relationship with, saying, hey, you know what? He's interested in the University of Wisconsin. So, you know, let's take advantage of what we have, make sure we live in the moment so that we have another.
Yeah. I wanted to point out, too, Quinn Finley got off to a fantastic start. He was injured in the Michigan series here 4 weeks ago or so, and it doesn't seem like he's the same, although I would say after his ejection on Friday for a questionable five-minute major for head contact with a goaltender, he came out Saturday and was physical and engaged. He's a fantastic player there's no ceiling for where he can go. And boy, if you can get him going with Gavin Morrissey and Rylan Mosley, you can beat anybody that's remaining on your schedule here in the regular season or come playoff time.
I'll relate it to a household. You need the breadwinners to pay the bills.
Yeah, right? For sure. Yes.
We need that group of three.
Yes.
And again, it's not to lie too much at their feet. Those are young men that really want the responsibility to say, hey, you know what, we'll go out and perform. And so the thing we need to do is not meet just that group of three. We need Fitzy's group.
Yep.
We need
Owen's group.
Owen to really take advantage of the last opportunity that he has to play at the Kohl Center, and really collectively go out and do it together and do that. Make sure we do everything that we can that nothing gets to the net that shouldn't. And take advantage of what the opportunity is for that group, because we need those guys to lead us.
And it's easy for me to say, okay, the puck's not going to the back of the net. Defensively, your club is playing well. I mean, you're limiting opponents to 25 shots on goal, which is tops in the Big Ten, among the top 10 in the country. That's exactly what you want. Don't give them many chances, and you haven't been.
Well, and as we go through that process, not leave that one at the door when we start chasing the other. the last couple of days in practice, I think we've been more productive than we have in previous weeks of practice offensively. We've got to have guys make plays when they're there. But at the end of the day, run from your defensive end, build from there. But we've got to make sure that we're creating second and thirds in the offensive end and give our goaltenders, not ask them to be perfect. You know, the old goalie guy, Billy Howie would be saying, you know what, just give me a couple.
Right.
Right. If you can, you get us to three.
Please.
Get
yes,
us to
yes.
three.
Yeah.
All right. My guys will do the rest. That's the same that we've got to do. We've got to make sure and give our goaltender some run support.
Yeah. A couple of more things here with Mike Hastings. Mark Johnson's coming up here in just a bit. The Four Nations face-off continues tomorrow night. The championship game will be played, the United States and Canada. And as a hockey fan, hockey coach, broadcaster, whatever the case may be, boy, this has been a lot of fun.
Wow. You know what I love is it's the mix of the old and the new.
Yeah.
You look at, I don't know, if you want to look at USA's roster and you let's bring up the guys that are probably at the top of everybody's tongue, and it's the Tkachuk boys. Well, what are they? You know what? They're old school mentality with new school talent.
Yep.
And to see the pride. And again, we've got one of the best that's ever donned a USA jersey in our presence. But to see the pride of and listen to Billy Guerin talk about what it is to put that jersey on and to see them go out and do what they did in Montreal.
We're playing at the time, too, right?
and we saw a little bit of – there was a street fight. They won the battle and they won the war.
Yes, they did.
Right?
Yes,
And so just the idea of what it was to listen to some of the best in the world, the best that we have to offer that wear the red, white, and blue, talk about – what an honor for the ones that Mark Johnson and the ones that came before them laid those bricks of expectation of success and where it's at an all-time high, I think, right now in not only international hockey, but USA Hockey's idea that every time that jersey goes over a shoulder for a group of guys, there's an expectation of success. I know this. We had to move our meal tomorrow up so our guys could get back to their places and settle in to watch USA Hockey play Team Canada for a championship.
I have a confession, too. So while the U.S. and Canada were playing Saturday night in Columbus, Wisconsin's playing Ohio State, and Paul Capobianco, my broadcast partner, he kept looking at his screen, and it was awfully hard. You know, I mean, I love the Badgers, don't get me wrong, but you see USA, Canada. Okay, they drop it in the, dump it in the corner there. They set it up, blah, blah, blah. Oh, USA, Canada, that type of thing. It's hard, you know. And I know, in fact, I saw you after the game Saturday, and I said, did you hear about, you were right. You knew it right away.
Everybody is, and you look at it, and I can say this. It's a little bit from the men's side, but you look at what has gone on over the last decade when you're talking about the women's side, and it's USA versus Canada on a consistent basis. And now to see the men get to a point where that is a consistent again, and the expectation is what's special. The expectation is no matter whom we play, when you're playing against the red, white, and blue, that there's an expectation of success. And so all of us hopefully will have an opportunity to tune in tomorrow and watch Canada try and compete with the United States.
You're wearing your colors there, Mike.
Yeah, in the game of hockey, because I think it could be a special moment.
Yeah, it's on ESPN tomorrow night, by the way. The U.S. and Canada for the Four Nations face-off championship. That'll be a blast to watch. I know, you know, we've got a lot of old-time fans here, new-time fans here as well, and the landscape of college athletics has changed quite a bit with the transfer portal, name, image, and likeness, and soon-to-be revenue sharing, too. It affects hockey, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and it's part of the growing process. I don't think you put that genie back in the bottle. I think it's out, and so you better adapt. You better learn how to find different ways to be successful, how to find different ways to make sure that you're taking care of your student-athletes so that they can continue to enjoy what we have here. The one thing that Max said when we went through the interview process is, please do me a favor, make sure that we're in progress at making sure that the hockey program wins more hockey games and is productive from the standpoint of where we're at in the standings. And that's a process we're going through, but not at the expense of what the overall goal is. And the overall goal is on the men's side, the women's side, any student athlete that has an opportunity to call themselves a Badger understand what you can do with your opportunity here in Madison. I think that's what we're all about.
All right. Notre Dame comes to town this weekend, Friday and Saturday night. Jeff Jackson is the head coach of the Fighting Irish. He's been there 20 years, won a couple of national championships with Lake Superior State. He's two wins shy of 600 for his career. He will not get 600 this weekend, I can tell you that. But you know, Jeff, you've got a little connection with Jeff Jackson, who's done a fantastic job, not only with Notre Dame, Lake Superior State, but with a national program as well.
Yeah, you go back and you look at someone's track record, and Jeff's track record speaks for itself on success. Yeah. And not just that, I'll say this. One thing about being good at your job, it's another thing about making sure that you take care of guys that are underneath you. Jeff's been a champion of mine for a long time as far as any time that I've had an opportunity to be around him, any time that I've had players that have gone and played for him. It's just been nothing but class. And he's somebody that has come into this game and in a unique way made sure that the game's better because he was a part of it.
Sure.
And if you can say that at the end of the day, you've done something very special.
Yeah. And when the Golden Domes come into the rink, you know, whether it's football, because you see it all the time, but when the hockey team comes out and they're shining golden helmets are out there, I mean, there's something to, you know, when you're playing Notre Dame, it's Notre Dame. And, you know, you took 4 of 6 points from them in South Bend, too. This is, I know, a series that you'd like to get back on track. Let's get into the playoffs on a high note.
We have to get back on track. And so for us, no matter, and again, I've got all the respect in the world for Notre Dame, but
yeah,
whomever it is that we've got on our docket right now, we've got to go out and continue to push that rock up the hill and make sure that we're prepared for the most important time of the year.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Hey, thanks for coming out.
Yeah, hold on. Hey, I want to say one thing.
Yeah.
I got to say this to Mark, and they're heading up to Bemidji.
Yeah.
For those that haven't had an opportunity, and I've been able to peek my head in just a little bit, legendary season. And I know Mark would kick me right in the shins right now of talking about what they've accomplished up until this point. But I want to wish you guys nothing but the best up in Bemidji. Keep doing what you're doing because it's really fun to be a part of as a passenger, and you guys keep driving that bus to where you want to get.
There All you right? go. Awesome. Yeah. Put the walleye in the boat. Put the walleye in the boat. Right? That's what, well, fish in the boat. But he loves his walleye up there, for sure. Walleye in the boat this weekend. Hey, thanks for coming out. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Paul.
Sure, that's head coach Mike Hastings. Again, Wisconsin and Notre Dame Friday and Saturday night. Both games start at 7:30. Pre-game with me and Ian Perrin, who's here. Ian and Lisa are here. Glad they could come out tonight. We're on the air at 7 o'clock on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. It's also on the Big Ten Network, but we'd much rather see you at the Kohl Center both nights this weekend. Stay tuned. Mark Johnson's coming up next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers. Thanks to local businesses Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, you can join us 5 to 6 with your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. Covering local sports like no one else.
Clearing it out, and it is almost caught.
We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players and coaches, and you. 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers.
Get out of here!
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's #1 ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista. Everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Every story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Meet Reggie Jackson. The Milwaukee historian and teacher travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys in my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
It might be cold outside, but we're back on the road to find out what makes Wisconsin great, including the American Burr Combiner.
Road trip!
It's the best ski race in the world. I'm Todd Albaugh. I'm taking you to the Burr Combiner and what it means for the state.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
Join us from Hayward, Wisconsin.
A special Todd Albaugh show Thursday and Friday.
At noon on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, for every goal the Wisconsin men's and women's hockey team score this season, Oak Park Place and other select hockey radio sponsors are pledging $10 for research conducted on campus by the UW Initiative to End Alzheimer's at the School of Medicine and Public Health. And you can assist us in trying to end Alzheimer's disease. Visit goalsforacure.org to learn more and where you can sign up to give for each Badger's goal scored this season. You know, the University of Wisconsin-Madison researchers are trying to improve the lives of people affected with innovative treatments, early diagnosis, and comprehensive support for families and caregivers. And right now, there is no cure for Alzheimer's disease, but groundbreaking research at UW-Madison is improving lives and working to slow and prevent the disease while providing outreach and support for families. Again, visit goalsforacure.org. Well, the Wisconsin women's hockey team, the unanimous number one ranked team in the country, 29 wins, one loss, and only two ties. WCHA regular season outright champions. The Badgers are headed to Bemidji, Minnesota to take on the Bemidji State Beavers Friday at 3 o'clock and Saturday at 2 o'clock before the WCHA playoffs start the following weekend at Laban Arena here in Madison. And joining us now is the Badgers head coach Mark Johnson on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour here at Buck and Honey's in Monona. Hold on a second. You're like an amateur, Mark. Hold on. Let's get this straightened away. Now put it on that way. There you go. Hi.
I'm a lefty.
You're a
righty.
I'm a righty. You're a lefty. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. So, this is fun.
So as we were coming over, driving over, just before we got in the car, I'm thinking like, Michaela's going to have a baby on Tuesday.
What?
Yeah, so it's like it sort of hit home, and so we're figuring out because Leslie spent some time with her this afternoon.
Yeah.
And I said, how's she doing? And Tuesday's going to be here, so.
Wow.
I'm doing good.
How many grandchildren do you have now?
That'll be number nine.
Number nine?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Old.
You don't look old.
Yeah.
You going to run the Ironman this year?
No.
No, you're not doing that? No. How many times did you do the Ironman?
We've done that eight.
Eight times?
Eight times.
You're
yeah.
kidding me.
Yeah. Well, your wife's done it.
I know. Lynn did it. Yeah. Yeah. I was very impressed by that. Yeah. Eight is pretty impressive. So what do you do to pass your time then when you're not at the hockey rink?
Well, tomorrow night after we skate up in Bemidji and we have a nice walleye dinner, we're going to hook up that Canadian-U.S. game and watch that tomorrow night.
There
so I'm
go.
Excited about that.
You know, on Saturday, it'll be the 45th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. 45 years ago
That's
Saturday.
That's why I'm feeling old.
That's why you're feeling old, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. In some aspect, does it feel almost like yesterday, though, when you think about it, or no?
No.
But the memories are still there, things that you remember not only on the ice, but in the locker room, everything leading up to it in between, right?
Yeah, I mean, Mike was talking about the process. The thing that comes back that's clear as day is the process of what Herb did with us for 6 months. That doesn't go away at all. So that memory sits right in the back of my mind and is clear as a bell.
Yeah, well, it's hard to forget, I suppose. How would you describe him as a head coach, as a leader of men?
Well, it's interesting. He coaches have different styles. And so, you know, you look at, you know, when my dad was here and his style, very positive, upbeat, energetic. Herbie was sort of the opposite. You know, he would, you know, attack groups of players or individual players to try to motivate the team. But the end result is it worked. If you can get your players to buy into what you're selling, then you have a chance to be successful. And so he was successful, whether it was at Minnesota or in the NHL or Coach France 1 year in the Olympics.
Right.
So.
Right. You're more like your dad.
I hope so.
You've had some pretty good success, and this has been quite a year. Tell us about this season to date. I mean, only one loss in 34 games.
It's interesting, you know, with our leadership group, because, you know, last spring when we lost to Ohio State in the championship game, it's sort of this, you know, reflect on, you know, what we want to do the following year. We had some good freshmen coming in, but, you know, our core was going to be the group that went through that experience, and what do you want to do? And so as I always look at my team, it's what do they do for that 8 weeks in the summer when they're here at summer school and working out? And what I saw was like, okay, they're dialed in. They didn't like the way they felt when we were in the locker room after that game, and then they want to push themselves, and, you know, they want to get off to a good start, which we did. And so, you know, the players have been committed. They've done what we've asked them to do, and they've been able to do it now for a long period of time. And that's all you can ask of your team. So give them a lot of credit because they're the ones that have to go on the ice and perform and do it on some of the days that maybe they don't feel like doing it. So it's an important process, and they've been able to stay in tune to it. And, you know, they put themselves in good position.
Yeah, your captains, Casey O'Brien and Caroline Harvey. Casey was just out here skating outside. It's like 2 degrees.
Yeah, she's got to play Friday afternoon.
I know,
what's
right?
She out here skating?
You know, you could have said no to that, couldn't you have? Yeah. Or did you not know?
No, this event is great. I know we did it last year in Sun Prairie. And,
oh, that was
we
fun.
And it's just fun. So it gets a chance for Mike and I to come out and rub elbows with our fans and, you know, sign some autographs and talk some hockey and get a chance to reflect on some things.
Yeah. You know, Casey O'Brien's been here for quite a while now, not as long as Owen Lindmark, and he admitted that too. But, boy, she's been fantastic, not only as a player, but as an ambassador for your program, hasn't she?
Done very well. And, you know, from last year after Christmas until now, I mean, she's put up numbers and played at a different level. And so you give her a lot of credit for staying in tune. I remember when she first came, she was talking about, you know, I need to be a, you know, become a 200-foot player.
Right.
And she's done that, and, you know, her numbers speak for herself. And, you know, as she goes, we go. And so hopefully she's got a lot more positive games and lead our team into, you know, getting ourselves in a position to, you know, go after the national championship.
Yeah. You know, I've been around since women's hockey started here at the University of Wisconsin back in the day. And, you think of somebody like Hillary Knight and Megan Duggan and Brianna Decker, and you can go on and on. Casey O'Brien is second all-time in scoring in Wisconsin women's hockey history and very well could surpass Hillary. Her plus-minus, so she's on the ice for goals for as opposed to against, is like 185, which is ridiculous, right? She's a true talent, and it's fun to see her develop, not only as a player, but you talk about this a lot, too, with all of your student-athletes, just the type of people they become, too.
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest enjoyment I think we get as coaches is, you know, watching them, you know, obviously become better hockey players, but watch them mature over their 4 or 5 years that we get a chance to spend with them. And eventually they graduate and they go out in the real world. So have we equipped them with the necessary tools to be successful, whether they play hockey after they leave with us or they go in, you know, and get a job and move on. So to watch these young ladies mature, and Casey's done a great job, and she's got more hockey after she leaves us too, because, you know, she's put herself in position, and hopefully she'll get a chance to play in the PWHL next year, if not on the Olympic team.
That would be nice. Casey O'Brien, by the way, leads the country with 66 points. A year ago, in my mind, she was the Patty Kazmaier Award winner, and she didn't win that award. It went to Cornell's Izzy Daniel, but I have a feeling that she's got a pretty good shot at it this year. What do you think?
I would think if I was voting, that's probably where I put my vote.
What do you mean, if you are voting? Layla Edwards, by the way, 28 goals to lead the country. She's got 60 points. Kirsten Sims has 54 points. Caroline Harvey has 49. Mike Hastings is crying over here. Lacey Eden has 21 goals and 43 points. I mean, you go up and down the line.
He tried to get Layla from me this summer.
Well, he tried to get darn right, yes. Right?
We couldn't come together on a trade because he wanted Layla. I said, okay, you can have Layla, but I need this one back, you know.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, the fun thing about your squad, and Ava McNaughton has been a fantastic goaltender as a sophomore, too. She's done a tremendous job. But the depth of your team is one of the deepest you've ever had, right?
It really is. And so, you know, as I mentioned, the freshmen that came in this year, you know, they've been sort of consistent in that fourth spot as far as our lines are together.
Yeah.
And most teams, you know, those kids would be playing on a second or third line and doing what they do. But, yeah, we're deep. And, you know, if they're scoring goals and our third group scoring goals, then become more, you know, you'd be really become challenging to play against. And so on those nights that we're doing it, it's hard to play against us. But that's not going to help us Friday afternoon. We still have to go out. So that's the hard part about what we do. It's, as I told our team, I met with our leadership group a couple days ago. And the one thing is, I says, in the next week, 10 days, 2 weeks, there's a lot of things that are coming your way that everybody's going to be patting you on your back, telling you how good you are. And it's like, you know, you got to be careful. You really have to be careful. Leave that outside noise where it needs to be. And dial in and focus in, because, you know, in a blink, it's going to all be over and you're not going to want to have any regrets at the end of it. I wish I would have done this, or I should have handled this a different way. It's like, no, you get one crack at it. And on any given night, anybody can beat anybody. So you have to get yourself mentally prepared to really go into battle.
Yeah. Mark's not a stats guy. He's told me that time and time again. But the Badgers have outscored their opponents this season, 174-36. Amazing. Badgers play at Bemidji State Friday and Saturday. More with Mark Johnson in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Owen Lindmark, center from Wisconsin Men's Hockey. We're ready to amp up our game this season, and we want you in our corner. You can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the ice. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
Again, the Wisconsin women's hockey team at Bemidji State this weekend. Most likely the Badgers, well, they will. The Badgers will face the Beavers in the first round of the WCHA playoffs next Friday, February 28th at 7 o'clock, Saturday, March 1st at 3 o'clock at Lebon Arena. Both of those games sold out. If it gets to a Game 3, Sunday, March 2nd at 2 p.m. Mark Johnson's with us. He and his wife, Leslie, are set to open up Agape Ranch, which is pretty cool. It's designed to encourage children to experience the healing power of God's love through animals, land, and people. You're so close. The barn's being constructed, right? Isn't it ready to go? You're working on it, and you're going to have this open here very soon, aren't you?
Yeah, it's actually, as I mentioned, my daughter's going to have a baby on Tuesday, and probably in the next 4.5 weeks, we're going to dig the shovel into the ground, and the barn's going to be going up, and it should take about 8 weeks. So both Leslie and I are extremely excited to continue this process and do what God wants us to do.
Yeah, I know she grew up with horses. Do you remember the first time you rode a horse?
I remember the first time I rode a horse with her, and I got bucked off, and... Yeah, it wasn't a really good experience.
It's all good now, though?
I'm going to stick to hockey.
By the way, there's a fundraising golf outing at Pleasant View Golf Course in Middleton Monday, June 2nd. Go to Agape Ranch, Wisconsin, or agaperanchwi.com for information. You can sign up, and we'd love to have you out at Pleasant View. That was fun last year until the lightning hit.
Yeah, we had a unique experience there.
Sure did. Yes. Yeah, your son-in-law was in serious danger. Hey, so you were talking about Canada Cup, obviously the U.S. You played Canada a number of times as a member of Team USA, right?
Yeah, I was so exciting I didn't anticipate the start of that game. I don't think anybody anticipated. Yeah. But I was telling somebody the other day, when I first went in the NHL, we used to have these line brawls, and so someone would fight. So you and I would start fighting. Well, the other eight guys on the ice would look at each other, and they would drop their gloves, and they would start fighting. It would be totally chaos. And so the NHL decided that they need to put a rule in to control that. So sure. They started, any time there was an individual fight, that was okay. But if anybody else started fighting, it was automatic 10-minute misconduct.
Right, right.
Boom, boom, when they start throwing it off, and yeah. That controlled things a little bit. But no one anticipated what we saw, you know, in that first game, and it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow night. But the intensity level will be high, and it'll just be fuzzy. And I think, and Mike will attest to this, that first period in the game the other night was like old-time hockey. I mean, You saw more checks and follow-throughs on your checks than you'd see probably in 10 or 15 NHL regular season games. It was crazy.
And we're going to see that again tomorrow night. That is going to be so much fun. So you get to have Walleye and Bemidji, go up there and get a couple of wins, and then you're going to face them again in the playoffs, right?
That's the plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Do appreciate it. Yep. Sure, that's Mark Johnson, the Wisconsin women at Bemidji State this weekend, Friday at 3 o'clock, Saturday at 2 o'clock, and we'll wrap up the Wisconsin Hockey Hour in a moment from Learfield.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5, Monday through Friday, as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
He's in Mark Johnson, all the folks at Badger Sports Properties, from Athletic Communications, Paul Capobianco and A.J. Harrison for all their work this season. Great to have all of you out here tonight and celebrate and talk some Wisconsin hockey. Again, the Badger women at Bemidji State this weekend to wrap up the regular season, then home to open up the WCHA playoffs next weekend. The final faceoff in Duluth, March 7th and 8th. The NCAA tournament begins March 13th. The women's Frozen Four in Minneapolis, the 21st and 23rd. Badger men's hockey team wraps up the regular season this weekend at home against Notre Dame. We're on the air on Friday night and Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Face-off at 7:30. Me and Ian Perrin on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Thanks to everybody here at Buck and Honey's in Monona, and thanks to all of you for listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. More federal workers are getting pink slips. CBS News has learned more than 6,000 IRS staffers will be terminated by the end of the week. CBS's Aaron Navarro has the latest.
Primarily targeted are those who have just joined within the past year or so, known as probationary employees. After a directive from the Trump administration to federal agencies to target these employees to cut first, over half of this amount, 3,500 employees, will come from a division within the IRS that services small businesses.
This is on top of recent FDA and CDC cuts. President Trump just said during a speech in Florida that he's considering giving 20% of the DOGE savings to American citizens. Trump calls Ukraine's president a dictator without elections. He also falsely suggested that Ukraine is to blame for its war with Russia. Former Moscow bureau chief here at CBS News, Beth